Nabil El Gadban owns Nature's Bakery in Madison. He's been fleeing the violence in the Middle East since he left Lebanon in the early 1970s when the civil war there began.
I left to Jordan, and then from Jordan also the Gulf War began. I left to Morocco, and then from Morocco I came here.
El Gadban is a U.S. citizen now, but his heart and much of his family is still in southern Lebanon. Last week, bombs fell on a house 5 miles from where his family lives, killing 2 people. In phone conversations with friends and family, he says it's clear the bombardment is helping the Syrian and Iranian-backed Hezbollah.
Because most of the people that I called, they were against Hezbollah. Now they are all of them, they are supporting for Israel to get more enemies, you know, instead of keeping a good neighborhood and so on for those people who are neighbors, because we are neighbors, we have same borders together.
For El Gadban, the conflict is even more emotionally complicated because some of his relatives emigrated to Israel in the 1940s. So now he has family under the bombs and nephews fighting in the Israeli military.
So with whom you can be? It's too hard. We feel sorry about all those people.
The news reports of refugees being bombed on roads as they try to flee, and reports that the U.S. has just sent an emergency shipment of laser-guided bombs to the Israeli military, is creating anguish for another Lebanese immigrant. Samir Shahadi owns Michelangelo's Cafe in downtown Madison. His cousins live in northern Lebanon, in a village near the birthplace of the famous poet Khalil Gibran. He says the U.S. is sending the wrong message to Israel.
We're sending you more bombs so you can just blow more people there. And yet we're trying to shake hands with the Lebanese and say, we're your friends, we're trying to keep your democracy. It's not the right approach. And why not send some Lebanese people, Lebanese Americans, to solve the problem? Send an envoy there. Keep somebody there 24/7.
But an Israeli citizen working in Madison says the bombing is an unfortunate necessity. Dikla Cohen is the Israeli program coordinator for the Hillel Foundation. She says there is suffering on the Israeli side of the border, too, because of Hezbollah's rocket attacks on northern cities.
How would be the other way to react? This is the only way. They've been bombing our cities. The only pictures are just from the Lebanese cities. The Israeli cities have been destroyed as well. My friends and family are sitting in shelters.
Cohen says she is hoping a ceasefire can occur soon, but not without assurances that Hezbollah will not attack again. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice echoed that goal in meetings with Israeli officials this week. But Lebanese immigrants here, watching friends and families flee the violence, are demanding an immediate end to the bombing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.